From Illinois Public Media, this is the 21st. I'm Lee Gaines. Brian Mackey is away this week. The recent string of mass shootings across the country have reignited the debate about gun control. On the national level, President Joe Biden has called on Congress to pass stricter gun control measures, including a ban on assault and universal background checks. Over the course of the last year, both gun ownership and gun violence have increased to an all-time high in Illinois. During the COVID-19 pandemic, residents bought more guns and applied for more firearm permits than any other time in history, according to the state police. And also last year, 875 people died from gun violence in Cook County, an increase of more than 50%. Nationally, the U.S. posted its highest number of gun deaths in over 20 years. On today's show, we'll hear from guests with different perspectives on the gun debate. Later, we'll speak with the president of a gun club, and then we'll talk to a violence interrupter working to address violence in Peoria. But first, we're joined by State Representative Kathleen Willis. She's a Democrat representing District 77, which includes the northwest suburbs of Chicago. Kathleen, welcome to the 21st.
Thank you so much for having me today. I appreciate your time.
And listeners, we invite you to join the conversation. Our lines are open at 800-222-9455. That's 800-222-9455. What was your reaction to the recent mass shootings? Do you support stricter gun control measures? Do you oppose gun control? Or do you have a question for our guest, Representative Kathleen Willis? The number to call is 800-222-9455. You can also tweet us at 21STShow. So, Kathleen, first, I want to start by asking about your reaction to the string of recent mass shootings this month.
You know, it's just a continuation of the same story, and it's just so sad that we cannot work out differences without having guns. I think a lot of the issues and problems that we're having with is also a continued lack of access to mental health resources, too. I think that guns are too readily available to some people, and they rush to that as when they're angry. And again, I think COVID has increased and shown us even more so the need for more mental health resources for everybody.
Yeah. So, Kathleen, I do want to get to some of the bills that are proposed at the state level. But first, in the wake of these mass shootings, President Biden has called on Congress to pass gun control measures such as universal background checks and also assault weapons ban. We also asked our Text the 21st group what they think about Illinois' gun laws, and we received a response from Jean in Champaign. They say guns aren't the problem. It is the type of gun presenting most of the problems. What weapons would the police and state troopers rather not face? Outlaw those. So, Kathleen, I'm curious if, one, you agree with Jean from Champaign, and also President Biden's call for a ban on assault weapons and also measures like universal background checks.
I would say yes, 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 and yes to all of those. I think it has to be a whole comprehensive look at it. It has been very difficult to say a ban of assault weapons, because just saying assault weapons, it's difficult to come up with what defines as an assault weapon. I think I have family members that own firearms. I have a daughter who's a police officer. I have a son who hunts. They both own various firearms. Those firearms have a purpose and they need a need. I think an assault style weapon or a military style weapon in private citizens' hands, I have a hard time figuring out why they would have that other than just for the thrill of shooting. And that is a concern. I can't say that you would need to have an assault style weapon to protect your home. You're certainly not hunting with it, and you are no longer in the military, so there's no need for that. So I do recognize that, but I think from looking at it, and I've looked at it for almost 9 years now, it's very difficult to come up with a concise definition, because many guns can be modified to be an assault-style weapon. And so that makes it very difficult to say you cannot own this kind of gun or you cannot own that kind of gun.
Yeah.
So that's one part of it there.
So it sounds like a bit of a slippery slope. But
it
I want to get to Illinois. So last year, you advanced a bill known as the Fix the FOID bill through the House, which would have increased a FOID, that's a firearm owner identification card, from $10 to $50 and required fingerprints of all gun owners in Illinois. So the measure ultimately failed in the Senate, but this year you're working on a similar bill. What's different about this bill?
Well, it didn't fail in the Senate. It didn't get called for a vote in the Senate. And we did actually do modifications. It was not $50. It was only going to be $20 for a five-year card. It requires fingerprints. And that's something that we continue to go through. And that was brought up to make sure that we can try to stop gun ownership right at the very beginning. There are certain people, and I think everybody, no matter what side of the debate you're maybe on gun ownership, would recognize that there are people that should not own guns. But we don't always realize that until they already have possession of the gun. So if we can, through fingerprinting and more universal background checks, person-to-person background checks, we can hopefully stop these people from getting guns right in the very beginning. And that's what the basis of the bill is.
And just
there's not a lot of changes from last year's bill. A couple of tweaks that we've put in. We're trying to combine the CCL and the FOID card together. But the basic premise is very much the same. Wanting person-to-person background checks and looking for fingerprints to make sure that we're doing a more thorough background check, too.
And just to clarify, what is the fee for the FOID card included in this bill?
I believe it's $20. We're still in negotiations on that. It's $20 for 5 years is what was the last discussion measure that we came to.
And does the bill change the role of Illinois State Police enforcement of gun licenses at all?
So it certainly does. It also, what it does is it increases the fee to the state police, asking them to really ramp up their revocation. The state police are the people that when somebody has their gun rights or privileges taken away, they're the ones that have to knock on the door if the person doesn't turn in their guns. And so we are helping to make them better prepared for that. We're updating databases so that databases speak to each other. So you have your local police database gets in contact with the state police database. That has been a huge challenge in the state of Illinois. Our technology is decades behind.
Yeah, and I understand it's also been a huge challenge nationally. But I also want to get to something that, you know, I've heard since I've lived in Illinois for the last 6-7 years or so that many of the guns responsible for the violence that we see in places like Cook County and elsewhere in the state have come from states like Indiana. So if this law is addressing gun ownership in Illinois, someone might have the question, how can we address the flow of guns from other states into Illinois?
Well, and that's where we have to count on the federal. Until we have a federal plan in place, we can continue to chip away at the problem, but we're never going to be able to stop the problem of illegal gun flows. There are gun pipelines from Indiana and from Kentucky are the two biggest states where most of the illegal guns that are used in the state of Illinois come from. And that is why we really need to look at it on a federal level in addition to a state level.
And listeners, if you're just joining us, we're dedicating our show today to the issue of gun control, gun ownership, and gun violence. Right now, we're speaking with Representative Kathleen Willis. She's a Democratic member of the Illinois House of Representatives, representing District 77. We can take your calls throughout the show today at 800-222-9455. What do you think should be done to address gun violence? Would you support stricter gun control measures or not? The number to call is 800-222-9455. So there's another bill, House Bill 192, introduced by State Representative Sonia Harper, which wants to tackle gun violence as a public health issue. And it would require the Illinois Department of Public Health to conduct a study on preventative methods for gun violence and submit an annual report. I understand that you've come out in support of this bill. Why do you think gun violence should be treated as a public health issue?
Well, I think we have to look at all of the factors that go into it, and why are certain communities more affected by gun violence than others? What pushes somebody to, do an act of crime using a gun? Those are all the things that play into it. And so I think when we look at it, we have to look at what makes this community more violent than another community. Usually it is high unemployment, low economy in those areas. Could be lower education levels of the people that live in that area. How can we go then and take things that we see in other communities that don't have as much violence? How can we take those things and incorporate it into there? So does that mean that we go and we do interventions at an early age? Help children to stay in school so that they can then have a plan once they are finished with school. Help with unemployment in those areas. Trying to give those areas a boost in the economy. All of those things play into the factor. And so that is why when we see gun violence, we can easily say it is a public health issue, because people that live in these communities tend to live, their longevity is less. There's more violence there. We see more shootings and all of those things. So if we can look at it as a holistic approach, maybe we can break the cycle of violence. And that's what the goal always is. Like I said, my goal is not to take guns out of everybody's hands. There are many, many lawful gun owners, but what makes certain communities that own guns or have more guns become more violent than others? And that's why we have to look at it as a holistic approach and look at it as a public health issue.
But I also have to ask here, Illinois Department of Public Health, do they have the resources to conduct this kind of study? This is a huge issue, as you've said, and especially coming out of a pandemic year, this agency has been tasked with doing a lot. Do they have the resources they need to do something this big?
Well, I would say that when you're looking at things on a public health issue, it's almost as bad as what we're dealing with COVID, that we are having people that are dying and we're having young people that are dying. And that's the problem that we're dealing with. So we need to look at that. There have been studies that have been done privately. University of Chicago did a huge study over the last few years that really went along with this. So it's not necessarily that we have to reinvent the wheel. And they can certainly partner with some of these private institutions to help with this study.
So we only have 2 minutes left, Kathleen, but I do want to quickly ask you about FOID applications that are taking an average of 120 days when it's only supposed to take weeks. It's been reported that the backlog has at times exceeded 100,000. What do you think is the reason for the delays, and what do you think should be done to address that backlog, as you're also proposing, new legislation to require fingerprints, et cetera?
Well, I had a conversation with Director Kelly last week regarding this, and I certainly stressed my disappointment in it. I told him it's very difficult for me to advocate for more resources for him when they're continuing to fall behind. He did tell me that they have just, actually it should be happening this week, implemented a new computer system that should hopefully speed up the process. But I know it's very difficult for that. Part of their issue is the state police, along with everybody else, has seen a shortage of staff members due to COVID. They have shut down some of their offices. A lot of the people that are not actually police officers, but are their support staff, have been working from home or working from remote areas, and that makes it much more difficult to do their job. I think as we get closer and closer to being back to our new sense of normal, we will see things at least hopefully speed up a little bit more. I would like to, I agree with lawful gun owners. They shouldn't have to wait weeks, months even to get certainly renewals. But I know that the state police have extended those renewals. And so nobody is going to be without their FOID card, even if it has expired. They're automatically given a longer grace period.
Well, thank you so much, Representative Kathleen Willis. We're going to have to leave it there. And so that was Representative Willis. She represents District 77, and she's a Democratic member of the Illinois House of Representatives. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for your time. Have a great day.
The 21st is made possible in part by Busey. For 150 years, Busey has helped business owners and entrepreneurs navigate financial decisions, achieve long-term goals, and realize dreams of success. Busey, fulfilling dreams since 1868.